We are continuing Meretz Hashem today in the Shiur Bitachon, and we just actually began in yesterday's shiur the third argument that the Mechaber makes for the benefit of having Bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam. And the idea over here is that the Mechaber explained that when one has Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it frees up certain mental bandwidth to be able to focus or to remove one's focus from the material needs of life and to be able to focus on the spiritual ones. So the Mechaber goes on, he says, Fiedome b'menuchas nafshov rochav libo amuach agos l'inyanei olam l'bal ha'alkemiyo v'hu yodea lapoch kesef l'zov v'anachoshes v'abedil l'kesef a'idei chachma u'maisa. So he says, a person has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be like an alchemist. Now again, what's an alchemist? So alchemist was someone who was able to take a simple metal and to make it look like a precious metal. So you could take a piece of regular metal and make it look like gold, make it look like silver. So obviously this was a very coveted skill set because alchemists, apparently, at least in times of the Chovas HaLevavos, so had a very easy time making Parnasa. See, he's describing over here that one who has Bitachon, so the alchemist never worries about his Parnasa because he feels very self-assured that he's going to make enough money, he's going to be just fine. So the Mechaber explains that a person who goes ahead and has Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he also could rest assured that his parnasa is going to be taken care of. And just as the alchemist doesn't worry about anything, so ultimately the person with Bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to worry about anything. But now, interestingly enough, he explains, but having Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even more beneficial than being an alchemist. It's very interesting. He says, V'od, ki aboteach be'elokim yeshlo alav yisun ba'asar dvarim. There are 10 benefits that Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over Bitachon in alchemy. Number one, Tchilasam. Shabal HaKimiyo, Tzarech Lidvar Miuchadim L'malacha, Lo Yigamar Lo Davar Zulasam, V'lo Yimtzim B'chol Eis B'chol Makom. If you're an alchemist needs materials for his work. So what happens if the alchemist doesn't find his materials? Excuse me, he's going to be unable to perform his malacha and thereby unable to go ahead and secure his parnasa. Conversely, v'aboteach be'elokim tarfo muftach lo mikol siba misibos ha'olam. When a person places his sense of security and sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his sense of belief, so he lacks for nothing. Because God has a command of all materials, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu never has supply chain issues, and there's never any kind of delays or anything else. So although the alchemist, again, Baruch Shem has a good parnasa, he's totally reliant on the acquisition of his materials for his trade, and if he can't get them, he's in trouble. One who has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam never lacks for anything. Kemo Shamar HaKosov, Lamano Di'acho Ki Lo Al Alechem Levado Yichya Adam Ki Amotza Pi Hashem Yichya Adam. As the pasuk says in Dvarim, that you should know, man does not live by bread alone. Rather, ultimately, again, man lives by the word, right? By the word of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is dependent on Hashem. Ki Asibos Inon Niftzaros Mimeno B'chol Isa B'chol Makom. Because remember again, and he's furthering this point. So the alchemist again might have a solid parnasa, but he has to acquire his materials, and sometimes he can acquire them, sometimes he doesn't acquire them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu never has a problem acquiring the needed materials. And he gives examples of this. Elio Hanavi, when he was going ahead and hiding out because of persecution, because of famine, he was fed from the ravens, right, who would bring him food from the table of Achav, or im isha ha'almana, or ultimately, again, from the widow, who ultimately, again, was also supplied with food. He goes on, he says, v'ugas ritzafim v'tzapachas ha'mayim, or ultimately, the same idea that the malach brought Elio a loaf of bread, a jug of water, udivar ovagyohu im hanavim. And ultimately, again, ovagyo, this is during the time of persecution when Achav wanted to kill all of the Nevi'im. So ultimately, again, ovadje hid the Nevi'im, and they were supplied miraculously. Shneamar v'achbi minevi Hashem. So again, he's just giving different examples of people who are miraculously sustained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should not have been, they could not have been sustained through regular means, only through supernatural means. So his argument that he's making over here is that when one places his trust just in his parnasa, like alchemy, it's great. It works as long as you have your materials. But if you don't have your materials, you're stuck. But a person who places his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there never has to be a concern about the acquisition of materials, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu could acquire anything. Furthermore, Va'amar Kfirim Ra'ivu, Kfirim Rashu Va'ra'ivu, V'darshas Shem Lo'ach Siru Kol Tov, literally stated, young lions may want and hunger, but those who seek at HaKadosh Baruch Hu will lack for nothing. Va'amar Yiru Es Hashem Kidoshav Ki Machzer L'Re'av. Okay, fine. So that's the first advantage, so to speak, that Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over alchemy. The alchemist requires materials, may or may not get them. One who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal Shem has all the materials he needs. Vasheni, ki balak miyat tzarech lemaisim ulemalachos, lo yishlam lo chefzo zulasam. Ultimately, again, the alchemist, in order to be successful, has to perform much of the specified work. V'afshar, shimi surecham v'ashanam. And sometimes again, as a result of the various things that he is working with, sometimes those very materials can end up killing him. Right? It's pretty incredible. In other words, the materials that he's using for his parnasa could somehow kill him. He goes on, im hasmadas have all the orach yagibayim yom avalayla, because he's constantly exposed to these dangerous materials day and night, and he may end up suffering from them. In other words, his health may suffer.
But
yet again, when one places his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baal Shem could provide for anything, and there are no health risks associated with belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Health concerns and risks associated with alchemy, none associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, that beautiful pasuk, Binos Deshe Yarbitzeni, that literally, in lush pastures, he lies me down. Amei Menuchos Hinalini, beside tranquil waters, he leads me. Now, of course, again, the beginning of this pasuk is, Hashem Roi Lo Echsar, Hashem is my shepherd, I will not lack. When you allow the Ribono Shel Olam to be your shepherd and to take care of you, you end up lacking for nothing. Number three, Vashlishi. So third benefit that Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu has over Bitachon in alchemy. And again, remember, I just want to point out, he's just using alchemy as the paradigmatic example of someone who has a parnasa that is safe and secure. Vashlishi. Ki balak mi eino mamin al sodo zulaso mir aso al nafsho. Remember, the alchemist, right, so he has a secret to his trade. He cannot go ahead and share a secret. Now remember, why can't he share a secret? Remember, alchemy is an illusion. Remember, people would pretend that they were transforming simple metals into precious metals, but of course it was smoke and mirrors. It was just an external change, but of course the actual material itself didn't change. So the alchemist can't share what he's doing with anyone, because if they find out, essentially he's a crook. And if they find out that he's a crook, who knows what repercussions he could face. And this is incredible. So the alchemist often, again, his parnasa causes him to be fearful lest other people find out what he's doing. Yet bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just the opposite. It provides a person with a sense of confidence. Right? A person is confident now. The Ribono Shel Olam has my back. I'm good to go. So whereas sometimes, and again, we see this even if someone is not doing something illegal in their parnasa, right? Halavai. Right? Even if they're doing something illegal, the idea is that sometimes, again, there's a fear associated with my parnasa. Will I be successful? Will I close the deal? The uncertainty of my parnasa often causes fear. Yet one who places their bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks around life with a profound sense of confidence. Wonderful. We will stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh and looking forward to resuming next week.